It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the highlights of the absolute best reality TV show, the Sausalito City Council meetings. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly of local government, and it's more entertaining than any reality TV show. I have put the link to access the video recording of the June 7th council meeting on the Different Slant page on the RadioSausalito.org website. Here's an example of what goes on. At the June 7th meeting, the City Council began the session with a fitting tribute to Glenn Miskell, a former member of the City Council. The council then congratulated Sausalito's own Kate Sears for her appointment by Governor Brown to replace the late Charles McClashan as a county supervisor. I highly recommend you watch the 7.5-minute segment beginning at the 18th minute of the recording. You will see the good and, unfortunately, the ugly of our city and its representatives during this short 7.5-minute period. Later in the session, 2 hours and 43 minutes later, to be exact, you will see an appearance by me. Not my finest hour, because I was technically wrong when I challenged the bias in the recent survey conducted by the city's consultant regarding the proposed consolidation of the Sausalito Fire Department into the Southern Marin Fire District. I was informed it was okay to be biased until 88 days before the vote on the measure, which is currently scheduled for June 2012. So those of you who participated in the survey and felt it was more like a sales job for the consolidation can at least know the sales job was legal. At the session, the consultant reported the results of the survey. He excitedly noted that people changed their opinion on the consolidation from the beginning to the end of the survey. I didn't know at the time that the survey was 45 minutes long. I didn't get so excited about the fact people changed their opinions about the consolidation from the beginning to the end of a 45-minute survey, because let's face it, after 45 minutes, you would be tempted to say anything to bring the ordeal to an end. But if you do nothing else, check out the final 8 to 10 minutes of the video recording. It's around 3 hours and 50 minutes in. At 11 o'clock, Mayor Weiner announced his decision to remove Councilmember Pfeiffer from the Housing Element Committee because she had been contentious and obstructive. He pointed to his observance of the last 4 Housing Element Committee meetings as the basis for his decision. I attended a number of those meetings, and I disagree with his decision, but I'm not arguing the merits here. My concern is twofold. First, earlier this year, a seemingly innocent motion was made to convert a number of committees, including the Housing Element one, to task forces, on the rationale that task forces were one-time temporary groups versus the more long-standing committees. The actual reason for this change surfaced shortly thereafter, when the mayor claimed the sole right to appoint members to task forces, as compared to the requirement for a council vote to appoint members to committees. Sausalito is a general law city, and the mayor is chosen by a vote of the council members. The mayor is meant to be merely the council's presiding officer and the city's ceremonial head. This committee/task force distinction flies in the face of the general law structure and certainly appears like a power grab, a political power grab. My second concern is that dismissing a member of a committee for being contentious and obstructionist is simply censorship and has a chilling effect on other members of that particular committee and on all committees. The mayor has set a very uncomfortable precedent by this summary dismissal. Councilmember Pfeiffer's activity on this committee was praised recently by Dick Spotswood in a column in the Marin Independent Journal. We need to encourage opposing views, not censor them. A lot happens during a city council meeting, much of it informative, some quite amusing, and some quite disturbing. I have highlighted some juicy moments from a recent meeting to whet your appetite. If you have problems viewing the recording, email me at slant, That's the word slant at radiosausalito.org, and I will send you the link. By the way, you need to tell the mayor we want to keep our freewheeling Southern Marin ways, and he should not be censoring committee members. He should reinstate Linda Pfeiffer to the Housing Element Committee. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.